think back to the time that we first kissed awkwardly by the station and praying that the train would be late to prolong it. I had literally no idea if she found me attractive, and I wasn't expecting to find out anytime soon, when suddenly she interrupted me mid-sentence and everything changed forever.
Memories of Sarah Jane. Now that I'll never see her again, it's not the same as I rehearsed. Time traveling in reverse.
I remember the first time we slept together and how nervous I was, and how she would raise a finger to my lips to silence me every time I tried to neurotically explain away my anxiety. It worked, and we made love all night with pet sounds playing on loop in the background.
Memories of Sarah Jane. Now that I'll never see her again, not the same as I rehearsed. Time traveling in reverse.
I remember the three albums we made together. Two flawless masterpieces, and whatever the hell that last record was. It was a total mess, but an interesting one. Something that neither of us would have been able to create on our own.
Memories of Sarah Jane. Now that I'll never see her again, it's not the same as I rehearsed. Time traveling in.
Although musical differences kept us from making any more albums together, our personal chemistry remained intact, and we did release one final single. It was a limited edition of 100 CDs, which we attached to helium balloons and set free over the Melbourne skyline at sunrise on one sleep-deprived Thursday morning.
Memories of Sarah Jane. Now that I'll never see her again, it's not the same as I rehearsed. Time traveling in reverse.
I remember the spring of 2017, when it was time for me to leave for England again, and how worried I was about staying close to her from such a distance. She told me to stop trying to predict the future, and reminded me of the song I wrote her when we first met, and how nothing actually happened the way I'd written it, and that we wouldn't have wanted it to anyway.
Memories of Sarah Jane.